Before the game, you talked about how you guys have been, the league has been allowed to play physical, be physical. Yeah. What, it's not quite 1 a.m., but what did you think of that? And then you look at the fact that they did shoot 32 free throws to your 17.
Yeah. I thought they were more in the first half. I thought it was us. In the second half, I thought it was them. In the first half, I thought we were by far the more aggressive team, the more physical team. Third, fourth, and overtime, it was all them. They got every tough play. They made every tough play, and we didn't make a lot of them. So that's something, again, we'll look at and get better.
Was that maybe a little disappointing, not just the end of fourth quarter offense, but to have a possession lead in each overtime, and they tie it at the foul line? They weren't really forcing
the shot. And there wasn't, like, I know one was a reach from the side. I thought Reeves literally had nowhere to go. And we reach and foul him and usher him to the line. Might have been Dinwiddie or Russell one time. You know, we got to trust our defense and play without fouling. But give them credit. They were attacking. They were aggressive. And they're smart. You can see Reeves two or three times. Russell, they saw our hands there. They saw us reaching. And they took advantage of it.
I know you played well. The team played well for most of the night, but coming off that OKC win to sort of have the letdown in the fourth quarter and overtime, does this feel like, I mean, it's disappointing or a step back and kind of just want progress you're making?
I don't over, like, I, you know, I've been around enough that you should know, I don't overdo that. Like, it's one game, you know. We let our foot off and you got burned. That's all that is. I thought when we played right at the beginning of the game, it was beautiful basketball. We stopped playing right and thought we could still win, and we couldn't. So, thanks, guys.
Head coach Doc Rivers, after his Bucks team comes up short tonight in double overtime against the Los Angeles Lakers, 128-124. Final score here. And as Doc Rivers said before the game, this needed to be a physical game. His team needed to be the more physical team. Saw a lot of physicality throughout this game, and the Bucks were clearly the more physical team in the first half. We mentioned at halftime and early into the third quarter as well, the one area statistically that the Bucks did not hold the advantage was offensive rebounds. And you did wonder if those chickens would come home to roost, and they eventually did down the stretch of this one. But offensive rebounds were what were keeping the Lakers, I guess you could say, in the game, especially on that last point, or one of the last points Doc Rivers made there. When you got a lead as large as the Bucks had, you had that team down. You had an opportunity to eventually push that margin up to 30 or so, and they did not do that. Rather, the Lakers knocked the margin down to 10. Now, the Bucks would respond with runs of their own after that, but it was a different story in the fourth quarter where the Lakers were the team with the runs. But the Bucks did a much better job on the offensive glass as the game wore on in this one. The difference in the first half was critical for the Lakers. That was the only thing fueling any form of success for them, was the work on the offensive glass, and specifically from Anthony Davis. They had 9 offensive rebounds in the first half. Anthony Davis had 5 of those. As the game wore on, though, 15 offensive rebounds for both teams, and they both turned those into 20 second chance points. The difference was the shooting. The Lakers with just 1 3-pointer at the half, and they would finish the game with 14 made threes. 14 of 44 for the Lakers, good for 32%. The Bucks 15 of 51, just 29%. And the Bucks lose a game where they outshot the opponent 41%, albeit not great. 41% shooting from the floor for the Bucks, 39% for the Lakers. All of those statistical categories started to even out. Points in the paint, 50 for the Bucks, 50 for the Lakers. Bucks did force more turnovers, however, 17 from the Lakers to 14 for the Bucks. Lakers scored 14 points off of those 14 Bucks turnovers. Bucks turned those 17 Lakers turnovers into 18 points. Fast break points, again, without LeBron James, a big difference there. The Lakers scored just 5 in fast break. The Bucks got up to 27 points in fast break. The Bucks won in the bench, too, 26-13, the margin there. It really came down to those performances in the second half, especially the shooting, but But the work that Anthony Davis did offensively and defensively in this game, his performance on a night where Giannis records his ninth triple-double of the season, and he himself posts a 20-20 stat line. Anthony Davis was just a bit more dominant, 34 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocked shots, including a huge one at the end of the first overtime, blocking Damian Lillard at the rim in what would have been a game-winning layup. And the Los Angeles Lakers outlast the Bucks here in double overtime, 128-124. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and the updated standings after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. 98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got him. Touchdown!
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Final score in double overtime. Los Angeles Lakers come back to beat the Bucks, erasing a 19-point deficit behind huge second halves from Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell. Again, you look at those three players specifically. Austin Reeves had 5 points at halftime on 2 of 6 shooting. Anthony Davis, the most productive of the trio, as he had 12 points and 9 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell was 1 of 7 on threes with just 4 points. He and Austin Reeves were a combined 0 of 5 on their three-point attempts at the half. They would finish the game 9 of 23. And for D'Angelo Russell, 25 points coming in the second half, 24 from Austin Reeves, and 22 from Anthony Davis. Second half and 2 overtimes. We should point out, so after halftime, Anthony Davis also 51 minutes and 52 seconds. It's the most minutes played in a game by a member of the Los Angeles Lakers since Kobe Bryant back in 2012. So Anthony Davis dominant tonight, and that was really the biggest story down the stretch as the Lakers come back to take down the Bucks in double overtime tonight, 128-122. Let's go ahead and take a look at the NBA scoreboard for you as we have 4 games on your NBA Tuesday nights. 3 of those 4 have gone final. We start in Miami where the Golden State Warriors get an impressive win over the Heat. It's a game that the Heat played without Jimmy Butler, but still Warriors with a 113-92 victory behind 28 points from Klay Thompson. Bam Adebayo finished with 24 points and 9 rebounds in the loss for the Heat. In New Orleans, where the Bucks head next, the Oklahoma City Thunder take down the Pelicans 119 to 112 behind 25 points and 9 rebounds from Josh Giddey. Zion Williamson tallied 29 points and 10 assists. Your final game of the night is taking place in Sacramento, where the Dallas Mavericks lead the Kings 58-53 at halftime. Domantas Sabonis tracking a triple-double there as he once again extended his double-double streak. 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists at the break for Domas, while Luka Doncic is up to 26 points and 7 rebounds at the half. With those scores out of the way, your updated look at the NBA standings. The Bucks 46-26. They are now 2 games in front of the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second seed, and just 10 games remain for both the Bucks and the Cavaliers. The New York Knicks are 2.5 games back of the Bucks and 2 back in the loss column. Knicks have 11 games remaining this season, and the Bucks and Knicks have 1 more head-to-head matchup this season. Now, regardless of the outcome of that game, the Bucks will hold the head-to-head tiebreaker over the New York Knicks, but with a 2-game separation, that game looms very, very large. It will be played here inside of Fiserv Forum on April 7th, part of a 5-game homestand the Bucks have after this road trip as they head into the stretch drive of the NBA season. So the Bucks still at second at 46-26. The Cavaliers just a half game in front of the Knicks for the 3 seed at 44-28. Those Knicks are 43-28. And at 5, you have the Orlando Magic, who are 42-29. So the Magic are now 3 games back of the Bucks in the loss column. And the Magic have 2 games remaining against the Bucks this season. They have only played once. The Magic won that game. So as of this moment, the Magic would hold the tiebreaker. That is another team you have to be cognizant of and to keep attention on in those standings. The Indiana Pacers, though, are currently at 6th at 41-32, 6 games back of the Bucks in that loss column with 10 games remaining. So Pacers are going to be walled off, it does seem, at either 6, 7, or 8. 7 through 10 is your play-in tournament. And right now, those seeds, the 7th seed would be the Miami Heat, 39-33. Philadelphia 76ers are also 39-33, but the Heat hold the tiebreaker over Philadelphia. The Bulls and Atlanta Hawks are 9-10. Chicago is 34-38. The Hawks are 32-39. The Bucks will see the Hawks one more time on the road this season, but those two teams do seem to be walled off at the 9 mark. So it seems like what we do know in the East is the Celtics will be number 1. The Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks will be 9-10 with the order to be determined. And then the Pacers, Heat, Sixers will be 6, 7, 8 with the order to be determined. 2 through 5 is still very fluid with the Bucks, the Cavaliers, the New York Knicks, and the Orlando Magic. As for games on your NBA scoreboard tomorrow, games to keep an eye on for Bucks fans, you do have the Cavaliers on the road in Charlotte playing the Hornets. The Knicks are in Toronto playing the Raptors. And the Orlando Magic host the Golden State Warriors, night 2 of a back-to-back for those Warriors. Does not appear as though the Bucks will get much help on the schedule tomorrow. Next game broadcast for the Bucks is going to be on Thursday. It is one of just 2 games on your Thursday night slate of action. The Bucks head to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans in a 7 o'clock tip. Before we do set up that game, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
And for those of you listening in Milwaukee, a reminder that our extended post-game show gets started as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We invite you to stick around for Bucks Talk, where we will take your calls, your texts, your thoughts on this performance tonight, and specifically the stretch for the Bucks in the fourth quarter and overtime, coming up short against the Lakers and watching a 19-point lead evaporate. So, again, you can join us on Bucks Talk on our flagship station, 620 WTMJ. That gets started as soon as we wrap up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. If you're outside of Milwaukee, you can join us on WTMJ.com. For the rest of you, though, our next game broadcast is Thursday as it starts a three-game road trip for the Bucks. An interesting part of the schedule. 10 games remain and an even split. 5 at home, 5 on the road. Bucks will have a three-game road trip starting Thursday. When that wraps up, they come home for a 5-game homestand before wrapping up the regular season with a pair of games on the road in Oklahoma City and then your final game of the regular season in Orlando against the Magic. But Thursday in New Orleans against the Pelicans, Saturday in Atlanta against the Hawks, and Tuesday nights in our nation's capital against the Washington Wizards. So after this matchup with the Pelicans, the Bucks will have four straight games, I beg your pardon, against opponents either outside of the playoffs altogether or in the 10 seed in the case of the Atlanta Hawks. Those four games in Atlanta against the Hawks, in D.C. against the Wizards, and then two home games against the Memphis Grizzlies and the Toronto Raptors. But our next game broadcast is Thursday night. It's the Bucks head to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. It is a 7 o'clock tip-off. 6:30 is when our pregame coverage begins on these airwaves. For Dave Kane, calling the action here inside of Fiserv Forum this evening, our statistician Tom Hecker, our engineer Ryan Elliott, and our team back at the BMO Bucks Radio Network studios, our engineer Jason Gordon and producer Max Meyerson. I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Thursday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country. Brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls.
Serving with... Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. Yeah.
Gonna Love You, and they're going to be part of the In the Air tour with Kane Brown that kicks off on the 28th. Many artists will be supporting Kane on that tour. I'm Brian Curry. How's it going? Another touring artist, Lainey Wilson, and she's coming up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Salmon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Join us for another exciting Heckman in-house auction happening this Thursday, March 28th at our auction house in Phillips. The first lots close at 7 p.m. followed by many more. Preview everything beforehand from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at our location at 176 North Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Explore over 900 fun and unique items, including beer signs, arrowheads, artwork, a slot machine, ammo, firearms, and much more. Visit the auction house or view online at heckmanauction.com. Don't forget to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow winding down in the overnight. Any additional accumulation, an inch or less, with our lows dropping to the middle teens, west winds on the breezy side. On Wednesday, we'll see clouds in mid-20s with some snow showers possible in the afternoon. Right now, it's 19.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to
runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds the key. It's got a light go down when it's leaving. I know it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that is needed, but as good as it's tough, I
online at 98qcountry.com.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy.
Jason Aldean and Let Your Boys Be Country. He'll be playing in Fort Lauderdale April 7th. I'm Brian Curry. Coming up, we'll hear from Corey Kent.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by United Pride Dairy of Phillips. We produce wholesome milk that is made into mozzarella cheese by Foremost Farms USA in Milan, Wisconsin.
I would like to introduce to you all,
hey, it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need.
Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tussle wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging all around every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times. A bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. And some days you just get by. And some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt. Killed me, and I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're some days you start singing, and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah, living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high, you feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living, some days you're living.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Thank you.
Curry. Have a great rest of your night. I'll see you back here tomorrow and keep it here for more great country coming up.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the weather, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change. Plus, the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. 2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow winding down in the overnight. Any additional accumulation, an inch or less, with our lows dropping to the middle teens. West winds on the breezy side. On Wednesday, we'll see clouds in mid-20s with some snow showers possible in the afternoon. Right now, it's 19.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I got it good, girl, because I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel. You're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I
nights till the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you.
We are. took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines.